Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Do you ever see somebody naked?
Mm.
Raven's wife has an issue.
Now, here's the thing, right? So, like, everybody has that thing in their house that one person does, one partner does, and the other person undoes every time they walk into a room, right? Maybe they rearrange the dishwasher. Maybe they turn on a light, turn off it, turn the thermostat up or down. In my house, this happens to be the blinds, right? The blinds are always closed in my house. And to me, it makes me feel dark and a little bit mausoleum-like or whatever. So when I walk into a room, I open the blinds or I at least tilt them so that there's sunlight coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife has this theory that this is a problem. Listen.
So by your estimation, how many neighbors have seen you naked?
Oh, definitely Marge when I've been in the pool.
Okay.
And definitely the guy behind us because our bedroom windows face back there, and you like to keep all the blinds open for some reason.
Yeah, by the way,
why?
I don't remember my wife naked in the pool.
I was about to say, why is Alicia naked in the pool? I mean,
but the point being is that my wife thinks that people are just always looking in other people's windows, hoping to catch them naked.
I also believe that, but...
What?
We definitely need to find out why she was naked in the pool.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing margaritas is probably, you know, the reason there.
Okay, all right, but, so hold on. So Marge,
our neighbor Marge,
naked.
Has a perfect window where she can see into our pool. She's the only neighbor who can do so, thankfully.
It's interesting to think about it because I'm constantly, my neighbors are so far away.
Right.
I still close the blinds in my bedroom just in case.
In case a bird's looking?
I don't know.
What's happening here?
When I go to a hotel, you know, most hotels, it's blocked out. You can't see inside the windows.
Yeah, it's like tinted.
Right. I am constantly thinking somebody's going to see me naked.
Yeah.
So I think that's a real thing.
I mean, we're also on the second floor. Like, there's nobody that has a house that's four stories next to us, right? They are also quite a distance away. And unless they were in a high rise, they can't see down into the building. It just seems silly to me. But I continue to ask her. I talk to her.
How many neighbors have you seen naked?
Thankfully, none.
So what makes you think that they're seeing you if you're not seeing them?
Because you always open the blinds.
To be fair, I have a neighbor behind us, right? And their living room faces, they have a bay window, faces our house. And they had no curtains up there forever. Mm-hmm. I still don't think they do at this point. And I can't tell if they're naked because my vision is not that great.
You're right.
So
right.
When I see like pink or red, I'm like, oh, they must be wearing a red shirt. I don't know.
No.
Maybe they're nude.
Who knows?
Could be.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, is it worse when you're caught naked or when you see somebody naked that you're not supposed to see naked, that it's an accident?
I mean, if anybody's ever seen me, it's an accident because I vacuum in my boxers from time to time. It gets hot. You're running around.
Mm.
Yeah.
I've had an incident. Well, remember when Kristen, our boss, walked in on you on the toilet?
Yes.
That was awkward. I think it was more awkward for her than for you because you said, hey, and she screamed.
Well, what are you going to say at that point? The door's open. We're staring at each other. You know, you got to be like, hello. You know, I mean, try and roll with it.
Oh, it's like the time that I was in a public bathroom at a pool. We were at a Marriott. And this little kid, I had a one piece on.
Yeah.
So the whole thing
was
down.
It's all going to come down.
And this little kid, the door was, she walked in. She had to be like 7 years old. And I must have traumatized her because I stood up. I was like, no, honey, it's okay.
And screamed.
And she just screamed and walked out. Oh, my gosh. But I was thinking about it. I don't think I've ever accidentally seen somebody naked.
Oh, wow.
Can you make it your whole life without accidentally seeing somebody naked that you're not supposed to?
I don't know. You got neighbors. You live somewhere. Who have you seen naked?
Who have you seen naked? Have you seen somebody naked? Are you the naked person? Have you ever accidentally seen somebody naked? Somebody you're not supposed to see naked? And what was your reaction? What happened? Or were you the naked person? 1-800-330-9999. Raven and his wife have been arguing because she closes the blinds because she assumes all the neighbors see them naked all the time.
I mean, it just seems ridiculous to me. I just want some sunlight in my house. Every room I'm walking into, I got to open them back up. She's like, the neighbors are watching. What are they watching?
Lisa, were you the naked person or did you see somebody naked you weren't supposed to?
I was not. I was the unfortunate viewer when my friend and I, she lived in Jersey, and her next door neighbor was actually somebody who owned a sports team. I'm going to leave him unnamed. And he used to walk around naked all the time. So we, being teenagers, would sleep late. We would get up at around 11 o'clock and we'd open up the blinds and there it was. All the time.
Gosh, I want to know who it is.
It wasn't like he was flashing us, but he would just walk around the house and we all together.
You know, when you're rich, you got big, big windows, Anna, right?
Sure.
You know, you own the sports team, big, big windows, all right? And those are custom curtains. And if you like sunlight, you want to get your vitamin D, you're leaving those curtains drawn. You're leaving them open.
Oh, my.
I don't even want to see myself naked. I can't even imagine. Thanks, Lisa.
He was an older guy, too, so we didn't want to look at him either.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh. Yeah. Yeah, it's like old guys in locker rooms. They love to be naked.
They do.
They really do.
No, that is true. As having been in a men's locker room, I can tell you right now, old dudes love to walk around naked. It's weird.
Paul tells me all the time. He's like, if there is an old dude, he is hairy and he's got a towel around his waist, and then he happily drops it.
Yeah, he puts it around his neck.
Right here.
Ann Raven, who's this?
Hi, B.
Are you the naked neighbor, or who did you see randomly naked?
So, funny story. I had a sleepover at my friend's house one time. It was about 1 a.m. Her parents didn't know we were still awake. I went in the kitchen to her dad, full-blown naked. And a month later, her mom was pregnant. And I go, I know what night that was.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Like, I mean, is he looking for a paper towel or making a sandwich? What's happening here? Very uncomfortable.
When I say full-blown naked at the sink, grabbing a snack, and he turns around and just runs out the room. No words were said. It was so awkward.
I hope he got a snack.
I mean, what kind of parent Thanks walks around call. When there's guests at the house naked? You know the kids are having a sleepover.
Hey, Christy, were you the naked neighbor caught, or did you catch somebody rando naked?
I was the naked person.
Okay, what happened?
Okay, so it's kind of weird. So I was, I used to get up for work at 2 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, very pitch black outside.
Yeah.
I forgot something in the living room. I was just getting out of the shower. So I quick ran to the living room. And just as I was in the front of my very big bay window, a car drove by. And I was like, oh my God, because, you know, it's light in my house. It's dark outside. You know, they're going to see me.
Yeah.
And the worst thing was the car stopped and reversed.
Oh, well,
I mean, of course.
Oh.
I mean,
I'm sure it was just your paper delivery person.
Creep. Was,
your paper delivery
so
person,
creepy.
And he missed your number.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. I forgot about the naked suntanning lady. Remember?
Oh, yeah, but
oh,
that
my.
Was broad daylight.
Yeah, there was this lady that used to suntan naked, and I used to drive by her house, and my daughter saw her the first time, my teenager, Hayden, and she was like, Ma, that lady was naked, and I was like, there's no way she's sunbathing
no
naked.
No way, no way.
And I turned around to go back to check, and she was
like
right.
Like a grown up.
Like an adult.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, I forgot about naked suntanning lady.
Yeah, but you guys took that route, like, every time after that for a while, for a couple weeks to check it, but she was always out there naked.
Every sunny day after high school pickup, we go that way just to see if she's still out there trying to get her. I mean, no tan lines.
You missed the spring. It's coming.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at freestylelibre.us.